My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Mavis Mills denies killing Dick Eldorado, and Davin won't let her off the hook. So listen and enjoy.
I was staying on my friend's couch, and I was just so tired, and I fell into a coma, like a ditch. My friend found me, and they rushed me to a hospital. I did not regain consciousness till the day after Christmas, when Stupid called me up and said, "Hey, get on the horse. You got work to do."
But that's the last thing you wrote her.
That's what she's sending me. And I've never heard this till the day after Christmas. They told me that it was touch and go, and they almost lost me several times. I've been out of the hospital since Sunday, but I've been on so many antibiotics that today is the first day I am thinking clearly. My friend has been taking care of Mr. Whiskers, and he looks okay. I should be back in my place in a couple of weeks, as the contractor did no work on my home and nothing got done. I can't believe I lost the whole month of December. Mavis, if there was a time I needed you, it's now. This is the first year I feel I have nothing to live for, and I need somebody to give me the strength to get through.
And believe me, that was life imitating art.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly, you know, it's almost, that's, it's kind of, that was the last thing I wrote. I wrote that, I think, on January 1st of the end, and that's how I was kind of feeling in my real life as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Minus the cat.
But, you know, it's ironic that she, you know, that this is real shit. That they've got this, and she's forwarding it back to you.
There was a point when I saw light, and I was going to follow it. This happened before, I have told you. I was heading toward the light. I could tell it's you because there's spelling mistakes. I was heading toward the light, and somebody, something, told me to turn back. And now that I'm back, I don't know. I just don't know why I'm here. I think because of you. Besides Mr. Whiskers, I have nobody. Mavis, please, please, tell me you are here for me. You're the only thing I have to cling to. Please, let me know. Love always, Richard Eldorado.
Notice how there was no poet, and notice how heavy duty that note was.
Yeah.
I didn't write poetry, there's no Dr. Wawing Chow, none of that shit, you know?
She continues, a doctor also played with his health. I can send it to you, too.
Speaking of which, old Dr. Wawing Chow.
I have nothing to do with what killed him. I go, well, there you go. He fell in love with and died over a fucking lie. Congratulations. Ha, 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 ha. Another dead Mugu. He loved you straight out. He loved you, and you were a reason for his life. The problem was he never got to know you because you were a liar. He loved you.
But what's interesting is how they can turn the truth. I remember that letter, and I remember writing that letter around January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, because you know how distraught I was at the time, it's Joe Curry. And a lot of my personal, you know, being distraught went into that letter as Dick Eldorado. I remember that letter damned well.
So does she.
And that's what's scary.
Listen, Mavis.
They're not, I mean, as much as we goof on these guys as assholes and not thorough, that's pretty damn thorough.
Mavis is bringing the A-game.
Not only
and this shows the consistency of Mavis being Mavis.
And that's very interesting because there was a lot. Now, there was a lot of missteps in the new
Belinda,
where they want, but
not this Mavis.
I mean, I'm sitting there listening to this, going, Jesus, a little chilled that they know. Much as we, you know, send them horseshit, they're on top of it,
yeah.
And they'll send it back to you to transcript it. Kind of scary, and they're going to try to turn the tables on you.
They're certainly trying. Mavis goes, don't ever call me a liar, and never tell me I killed him. I go, I know the truth hurts. I will call you whatever I see fit.
Want to know something? She's kind of got a point. She's, you know, it's kind of scary. The way she's proving that, she's kind of got a point.
Well, I'll go on.
I know.
What should I call somebody who pretends to be somebody else? What was the point? It could never end well because the man loved you, but at some point it would end badly. What did you hope to gain? How much money is a life worth? She goes, he also took so much painkiller, son of a bitch. I go, he left a suicide note. He knew exactly what he was doing. He put 3 pills in Mr. Whiskers' Fancy Feast cat food.
Oh, that poor little thing.
Yeah, but she wants to bring her A game. I'm just making up bullshit as I go. I go, what's the matter, Mavis? You going to Facebook block me again because the truth is too hard to deal with? This is my reality.
I'll tell you right now, if you wrote a goodbye poem, I'm buying you a steak fucking dinner. I'm taking you out. We'll go out for drinks and steaks.
My friend is dead because Belinda vouched for you and I let you in his life. All 3 of us have blood on our hands. She goes, read this. He sent it to me. Son of a bitch. She goes, the painkillers have been the problem. The pain has been so bad in the arm that I feel I may be becoming dependent on them. I struggle every day, and one of the things that gets me through this is knowing that you and your love is there for me. I go, yes, Mavis, he grew to love you. Maybe too much. Maybe too fast. But he grew to love you. Unfortunately, he never knew you because you hid behind a white girl.
Now, let me tell you something. She put her foot in cow shit on that one because it's kind of alluding to her that she was all I had to live for.
Yeah.
You know, so now, yeah, she put her, you know, she put her foot in cow shit. She shouldn't have phrased that
A lesser scam baiter might have a problem with this, though, because Mavis is bringing some good stuff to the table.
And you want to know something? Either somebody's very upset or somebody's covering her ass because, they're hitting with because I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're, you know how they try to dissuade it? Isn't it, how could you say, they're hitting, it's just like a court. I mean, I ain't kidding you. I mean, was she sending in all this info? Well, he said, well, he's really, really? Let me show you what he wrote me. And he's got all this stuff that I wrote as Dick Alderaan. They're really playing their A game.
She goes, we never got too strong because we emailed each other like 1 or 2 weeks. He was not serious with me. I go, are you fucking delusional?
Exactly, because in those one, I love you, I can't live without, you know, she was pouring it on.
I go, of course he loved you. That is why you wanted to come clean with him, because you knew he loved you.
Yeah.
She goes, he never took me serious. He writes like two or one or three weeks. Do you know Vito Cazada? Son of a bitch. Fucking Joe, not even here, making my life difficult.
Over nonsense. And guys, just so you know, Cazada is Italian for bullshit. I specifically found the word for bullshit in Italian, and I made a Vito Cazada.
Do you know Vito Cazada? I go, you... Give her credit.
I fucking love it.
Give
I
her credit.
I love my job. I love this show. love it.
I'll remind you of that next time, you bitch.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.